One of my favorite shows, as you know, is The Carmichael Show. And one of the co-stars is Tiffany Haddish. She's performing at the Arlington Improv this weekend, and she's on the phone. Hey, Tiffany.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Is that the unicorn? What's up, Tiffany?
What's up with you? How you doing?
Why you call it unicorn?
That's her name. Because she's the last unicorn. She's a unicorn player.
Yeah, I'm the last black unicorn. I'm a magical creature.
Yes, you mm-hmm. are.
Mm-hmm.
What? The last black unicorn?
Yes, she
yes.
is.
Yes.
Explain. Yes, I am.
What is that?
What is it's a magical creature, and if you're nice to it, it'll let you pet it and do good things for you, and if you mean to it, it'll stab you in the heart like any animal that got a horn. Yes.
That's
and as my nephew used to say, and unicorns poot rainbows. So you just bring.
I like to poot money.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
It's Friday the 13th.
I know.
Are you superstitious?
No.
Okay.
I'm about this money.
Tiffany has a remarkable success story. Tiffany, tell people what you did before you got the gig on the Carmichaels. A lot of people don't know.
I did stand-up comedy. And before that, I did foster care. I was in foster care for some years, and I used to get in trouble in school a lot. And my social worker was like, you got two choices. You can go to the Laugh Factory Comedy Camp, or you can go to psychiatric therapy. Which one you want to do? I was like, which one got drugs? You said, you're going to be on drugs if you go to therapy. And so I chose a comedy camp, and here I am 20 years later telling jokes on some kind of medications and and living my dreams. I'm in the movie Keanu. I'm on the Carmichael Show. It's like a dream come true for me.
So, Tiffany, you know? One of the articles that I read about you is like when you walked into the table read the first day for the Carmichael Show, and you had Loretta Devine on one side, I guess, and David Alan Greer on the other. And you said it was like your past just coming to be in your present because you watched Loretta Devine in Waiting to Exhale. And you
yes, and I used to want her to be my mama so bad. I was like, I wish she was my mama. Now she played my mother-in-law on television. And David Alan Greer, I used to watch on In Living Color and used to be like, I just want him to be my friend. I want him to mentor me. And then, boom, wow. he's my father-in-law on TV and a good friend of mine.
That's awesome.
Wow.
That is awesome. So what
that's
advice do you...
That's because I'm a magical unicorn. I advise that you believe in yourself and do one thing every day towards your goal, whatever it may be. Do one thing every day towards it. And if you can get five things in a day, boom, you're going to get there faster.
Your character is funny as Keisha on
Nakisha.
Nakisha on the Carmichael Show. Hey, player, is her stand-up anything like her?
Hilarious. She's hilarious.
And she is hilarious on the Carmichael Show.
You got to go see her. Where's she playing this week?
At the Arlington Improv.
Oh, check it
out.
Looks,
and you made 8 o'clock show and 10:30 show.
And you made
Christians,
from
Christians Pray Up. Yeah. Christians Pray Up. Christians Pray Up, okay?
Because we loved you on If Loving You Is Wrong, too. When you worked with Tyler Perry and you were there as Tiffany.
Yeah. No.
I was
Jackie on there.
Yeah.
And on Real Husbands of Hollywood, I played
That's
Tiffany.
That's was Tiffany.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just did an episode with Kevin on Monday, and he directed it and everything. It was so much fun.
Awesome. Awesome. Mm-hmm. You have a really... Your stand-up is crazy, and as Jay said, just pray up, because I've seen...
You've seen her stand-up?
I've seen...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh. And don't get on the bad side of the black unicorn.
No, do not heckle. Please do not heckle. Please. No.
Tiffany Haddish.
It's going to be good for you, all right?
At the Arlington Improv this weekend.
That's my girl. Go get them, Tiff.